Okay, well, good afternoon, Desert Vista High School Big Band. We're the Tuesday night band. Welcome, Mr. Krill. This is Miles Yost, Director of Instrumental Music at Phoenix College. I'll be one of your judges and giving you feedback today. I probably won't be doing a lot of yelling over your loud playing, so if you're listening to the recording or my recording and you don't hear a lot of talking going on, it's because I'm really focusing really hard and trying to listen and then trying to time what I'm going to say when there's some downtime between tunes or soft sections. I hope you find my commentary to be educational and value to you. Got some great tunes lined up. I really look forward to hearing this crazy cruising for a bluesin'. And Butta, as in Quentin Butta Jackson, and Chico's First Date. I'm not even going to ask, man. So it's a good-looking group. Mr. Krill does a fantastic job, so I'm really looking forward to hearing what you guys got today in this snowy day in Flagstaff. So I'll be back with you once we get I get a chance to talk at you, all right? So good luck, everybody. Okay, let the jazz begin.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was a composition by Andy Weiner, arranged by Peter Blair, and it's called Cruisin' for a Bluesin'. That was originally recorded by the Maynard Ferguson Big Bop Nouveau band. So thanks a lot for listening. We are now going to play a tune written in memory of Quentin Butter Jackson, who played with the Duke Ellington Band, and it's actually going to feature our lead trombone player near the end on a plunger solo, and also our pianist, Animesh Gupta. So I hope you enjoy Butter.
Hey guys, nice work. I've got some space to talk at you now. Sax, we got to work on our tuning, especially in the unisons back there. Lead trumpet accuracy on the last closing section, the last note. You played three different pitches. Pick one and stick with it. Articulations were a little bumpy at times. Especially in the brass. We had some time issues. Trumpet versus drums, especially at the beginning of the chart. Solo is great energy. It's time to start transcribing, though, and get some better vocabulary going. The improv section in the saxophone solo had some serious time issues. I really dug the drum solo, though. Try to ramp up your solo, make it really obvious to set up the band coming back in when you're done. I felt like the bass was a little too loud at times during the saxophone solos on the improv. So we can really do a lot to make the rhythm section come up and down with the horns, okay? But I love the energy, I love the enthusiasm you guys have for playing. You know, I don't know what your score says on this. I would love to hear some brushes right here on the piano thing. Now we have a jazz trio. On guitar, I see you, but I don't hear you. Yeah, we could do a lot more in shaping those lines, everybody, okay? Yeah, we need to subdivide a lot harder here. Sabadoo, zebadoo, zabadoo, shabadoo, 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 shabadoo. Even the quarter notes in the bass need to be subdivided in eighth note triplets. We're kind of rushing in the pickup eighth notes and the ends of our figures. Piano player, listen to a lot of Duke Ellington and get a better sense of his touch. Your notes are beautiful, man, but listen to Duke. Try to emulate that kind of sound. It's a great study for all piano players to try to grasp the touch that Basie and Ellington had. Nice release. The drums are still too loud. Yeah, whoa, some wrong notes somewhere in the strings between the guitar and the bass. See, now right now the volume of the drums is perfect. Saxophones, can we shape this line better? There we go. See, you can do it. It's rushing to let it push, gang. Again, back to the triplet eighth note pulse. Sh- Shabba-do-shabba-do-shabba-do-papa-cho-tee. Again, we can shape more with this. Yeah, that's a good example, band, of the triplets not lining up front to back, side to side, winds versus rhythm section. Come on, man. Lock it in. Shabba-do, shabba-do, shabba-do. What a beautiful tune with all kinds of great color in it. Yeah, what's happening here? Whoa, time. Wow. It almost sounded like we were arrhythmical there, so my guess is it's time all the way through, so kind of got turned sideways on us there, man. Saxophones, I love your tone, and I love your blend. We just have some pitch issues from time to time. You know where they are. This is no surprise. Yeah, Nathan, good job, man. Why was he called Butter? Background's too loud, cymbals too loud. Nice job. It's like the band almost ignored him, man. Come down. Yeah, triplet. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, is the time still through there? Yeah, that did not line up, my friends. You know. What a great tune, man. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. Thank you for playing that tune, man.
Thanks so much. We're not going to end up our set.
Nathan, check out some Tricky Sam Nanton, Quentin Butter Jackson. Check out some, obviously, Wycliffe. One of my favorite plunger guys of all time is Booty Wood, who played with Basie. Of course, the great Al Gray. And, again, Tricky Sam, Wycliffe. And we need to work on, with plungers, I like to get my plunger out and just talk to the radio. Like, I'll put, like, talk show host like Rush Limbaugh, and I'll talk back to Rush Limbaugh for 30 minutes and have a good laugh and have a good time and put on talk radio and go for it. I'm probably not going to be able to talk much over this chart, so I'll wait till you're done, okay? So who's Chico? Is it Chico Hamilton or Chico Escuela? Chico and the Man? Yeah, don't rush your eighth notes. Accuracy first trump him. Don't rush your eighth notes. Nice rhythm section, thank you. Again, guitar, I see you, but I don't hear you. I don't know if you're mic'd through the PA in the house. Oh, we changed keys there, careful. Again, oh, yeah, we gotta work out these chords big time. Arpeggios till you drop, okay? I think based on how you play, man, you might dig listening to some, I just went blank. Joe Henderson, Page One album. Cross Stick, Too Loud. Yeah, tenor player, I'd get with your guitar player and work out some of the language he's got going on his, on the second section. I don't know if it's a bridge. I think it's a bridge, perhaps, where it's major. Yeah, I don't know if I do a lot of blues stuff on the... Latin, man, there's so many, you know, maybe, you know, check out some Santana, but Arturo Sandoval, please. Yeah, the bridge is here. Background's way too loud. Nice brass lines in there. Thank you, guys. The rush drums. Don't rush. Where's that shake off on? Interesting chart, man. Nice job. Yeah. So, Adam and Nick, I'd recommend that you get together with Ethan, man, and just start stealing some of his notes and really getting some more language going. I think you guys all have great ideas and lots of energy towards your improv and all your instruments. We're going to need to get more language going, more vocabulary, so study hard, practice, transcribe, you know, really start to get, figure out, you know, first of all, find a favorite, and then live with their album, and then live with a tune, and then live with a phrase till you own it, and really try to commit it to memory, capture the essence of everything, articulations, everything that you possibly can, plus the notes, you can have a really great solo build, and then really get to work. You know, if you want to improvise, you should probably play some piano, too. So get on a piano and practice. Get to work on your language. The harmonic language is really, really structurally important to a great solo. I felt like we got a little excited, a little bit too much teen spirit there towards when we started rushing and compressing our rhythms. There's something that's so sexy about these Latin charts that almost swing in a way that it would be so cool. So I think listening to a lot of Tito Puente would be in order for us to kind of capture the essence of what's going on. And, you know, and it might not be a bad idea to have congas back there, timbales, bongos, güiro, some other instruments like that. You know, other cats in the band can play some of those instruments. Cowbell. To add a little bit more spices to our Mexican dish or our Latin dish or Afro-Cuban, whatever dish it is. Getting back to some of the other details we talked about in the other tunes, I felt like Butter was kind of almost the same volume a lot of times from the rhythm section. I like to challenge the rhythm section to have the same dynamics as the band. And if you don't have anything written in, that's okay. Fix it. Listen, match. Really, especially the right cymbal, the snare can be, you know, really detrimental to the overall sound of a band. So I really, hope this helped you guys out. Great teaching, great kids. Really enjoyed your performance today, you guys. And take care and hope you had a safe trip home, all right? Bye-bye.